Asia.
Taiwan's energy. A fragile grid. The world's chip maker faces an electricity shortage.
Lai Ching-te, who will take office as Taiwan's president on May 20th, has ambitious plans for the island's energy mix. He wants to push the proportion of renewable electricity production to 30% by 2030, up from 11% today. He also has plans to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050. But some doubt he can fulfil these promises. Blackouts have been plaguing the island. Can Taiwan, the source of over 60% of the world's advanced semiconductors, avoid an energy crunch? Upon taking office in 2016, Tsai Ing-wen, Taiwan's outgoing president, vowed to simultaneously reduce carbon emissions and phase out carbon-free nuclear energy, which then stood at 12% of the mix. It now accounts for less than 7% of electricity generated. Ms. Tsai and Mr. Lai belong to a party that is avowedly anti-nuclear. While this task made ideological sense, it has turned out to be a struggle. Liang Qi-yuan at Taiwan's National Central University estimates that only a quarter of planned wind power projects were on schedule between 2017 and 2022. Meanwhile, the construction of terminals for liquefied natural gas, or LNG, which is intended to supply half of Taiwan's power, is running behind schedule. Worries about reliance on LNG have also grown after China staged large military exercises simulating a blockade in 2022. Around 97% of Taiwan's energy, including LNG, is imported. By contrast, a very small amount of uranium can last a long time. Many argue that Taiwan should restart its aging nuclear power plants and activate a nearly finished fourth nuclear plant that was mothballed in 2014. Three massive blackouts have occurred in the past 7 years, with many smaller disruptions. One of the big blackouts, in 2022, left more than 5 million homes without electricity and reportedly cost semiconductor, petrochemical and steel businesses more than 5 billion Taiwanese dollars. That's 16 million US dollars. The electricity supply is getting unstable, says Ye Tsung Kwang, a nuclear power expert with National Tsinghua University. Some experts think the government didn't plan for the amount of power demanded by the island's star tech companies. The semiconductor industry is especially electricity intensive. Jordan McGillis at the Manhattan Institute, a think tank in New York, reckons that electronics manufacturing, of all sorts, uses 37% of the country's power. Officials blame individual power outages on negligence from operators and an over-centralised grid. Taiwan's power is mostly generated in the south, but is needed more in the north. Mr. Lai has said he'll look into ways to make energy usage more efficient. He's even hinted that he might be open to nuclear power. Still, notes Mr. Ye, even if the ageing nuclear plants are reactivated, it would take around 3 years to get them up and running.